Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi, this is Bernard Walton. You know, I can't think of anything I'd rather do than hang around with you for a time of wonder and excitement. Then again, getting my squeegee caught in my suspenders is exciting to me. Anyway, welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
It's kind of top secret.
You have to promise not to let anyone know about this.
I know a few secrets about you, too.
If people found out about this, I'd have to live in Tijuana until at least age 40.
Your secret's safe with me.
I'll keep it on the QT.
It's in the vault.
They'll keep the cat in the bag.
Maybe I shouldn't have said anything.
There she is. She's paying for her lunch. Oh, such a nice smile. She's coming this way. Yes! Oh, no, she's turning. No, don't go over there. Come this way. Yeah, that a girl. Yes, keep walking this way. Oh, no, she's turning. She's talking. She's starting to sit. I've got to do something. Mandy!
Oh, hey, Trent.
Do you want to sit with me today?
What?
Do you want to sit with me today?
Sure. Actually, I need to talk to you.
Really? I mean, great. Let me get your chair for you.
It's a bench, Trent. It's stuck to the wall.
Oh, right.
Thanks anyway.
Oh, I got some flowers for you. Here.
Oh, for the biology project. Thank you, Trent.
Yeah.
You didn't have to press and dry them. I could have done that.
No problem. Now, what did you want to talk about?
I just want to thank you for being so nice to me lately.
Oh, go on.
No, really. I was thinking today about all the things you've done for me lately.
Me? Oh, please.
Like the time you...
I'm sorry, man. Chuck, could you stop with the violin?
I'm sorry. I have a recital tonight.
Well, practice somewhere else, please.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead.
It's nice that I can tell you things, and you'll be honest with me. I can trust you. Trent, what are you doing on your knees?
Mandy?
Yes?
Will you lift your foot? I dropped my spoon.
Oh, sure.
Thanks. Go ahead.
It all started when you gave me that Valentine.
Oh, that was... Valentine?
Yeah, don't be modest. I know you made that big paper heart for me last year.
Oh, that old thing? Oh, it was nothing.
No, it wasn't nothing. I was feeling really down that day, and a Valentine was just what I needed. It meant a lot. Somehow I knew I could trust you.
No problem.
And so, it's about time I told you something important.
All right.
Okay, here goes. Trent...
You know, now isn't a good time.
What?
I've really got to go.
But we just started lunch, and I have to tell you.
Sorry, I just remembered. I've got to do something with someone.
Okay.
Yeah, see you later. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, before I go.
Yes?
Here, you can have this.
A ring? But Trent, I couldn't.
No, it's okay.
No, I mean, I'm allergic to onions.
Oh, I thought you liked onion rings. Oh, well. Max, wait up.
Trent, what do you want?
I wanted to see how you're doing, pal.
Pal?
Yeah. What's up, buddy?
Since when am I your buddy?
What are you talking about? I've always been your buddy. Think of all the nice things I've done for you lately.
Like?
I mean, really. Who else could have helped you pass that math homework?
Charging me by the hour to use your graphing calculator is hardly...
Look, the point is... I've been nice to you lately, so keep that in mind.
What do you want?
I want to tell Mandy the truth about the Valentine.
What truth?
She was talking about it today, and I want to tell her that it was really from you. That I just dropped it off. That's all.
What? You better not! You promised you wouldn't tell ever!
I know, but...
But nothing! You can't tell her and that's that.
And what if I do?
I'm not the only one with secrets around here.
What do you mean?
That I know a few secrets about you, too. Things that would be pretty embarrassing if they somehow got out.
So, you're saying that if I tell Mandy about...
All I'm saying is that you should be very, very careful what you say, Trent. If you aren't, who knows what might happen. See ya.
Oh, boy. So, what should I do, Connie?
What do you think Mandy was going to tell you at lunch?
Well, it sounded like she was going to say she liked me.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. And I like Mandy. And I'm tired of lying to her. See, one of the main reasons she likes me is because she thinks I made that Valentine for her.
Oh, but it was really...
This other guy.
Yeah.
But how can I tell her the truth? I did promise this other person that I wouldn't tell anyone.
Well, you can at least tell Mandy that the Valentine wasn't from you. That won't break your promise, right?
Well, yeah. I guess I could.
Trust me, Trent. As a girl, Mandy would want to know the truth about a Valentine.
I'll think about it. Thanks, Connie.
You're welcome. Hey, before you go... Tell me about this other guy.
Oh, which guy?
You know, he who can't be named. The guy who gave Mandy the heart secretly. What was his problem? Did he think he was bad looking or something?
Oh, well, I think it was just...
What? Just what?
What are you doing?
Writing.
Writing what?
Your story.
Connie, you can't tell anyone about this.
Well, I wasn't gonna use it for a while.
You can't use it ever. If people found out about this, I'd have to live in Tijuana until at least age 40.
Tijuana?
It's in Mexico.
I know.
You have to promise not to let anyone know about this.
Okay, I'm sorry I brought it up.
And you won't tell?
No, your secret's safe with me. It's in the vault.
Good. Does anyone know the combination?
Trent, I won't tell anybody.
Okay, I've gotta go. See you, Connie.
Bye, Trent. It is such a cute story, though. Seems a shame not to use it in my book. Maybe if I change the names. Yeah, no one would ever know it's Trent.
Hey, Connie.
Bernard, hi.
Hey, no need to hide anything. It's only me.
Hiding? What makes you think I'm hiding?
The fact that you tried to stuff about 400 sheets of paper under the cash register.
Oh.
Yeah, you're about as subtle as my Uncle Ted. Now, he fills in his bald spot with a brown Sharpie.
Ew.
So, what's the paper for?
I can't tell you. It's kind of top secret.
Top secret? Oh, what are you, a Russian agent or something?
No.
What kind of secret could you have, Connie?
Hey, I have secrets, and they're very exciting, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Like I'm writing the... Oh, I see your plan.
Plan?
Yeah, you think you're so clever getting me to reveal my secret. Well, it won't work.
You're on to me. They taught you well in Russian secret agent school. So if you'll excuse me, Vladimir, I have to get back to my secret assignment.
Which is?
Wouldn't you like to know? I'll give you a hint. It involves a mop and a bucket.
Well, you better get to it, Bernard.
Yeah, right.
So, what should I write about, Connie? It's for Mrs. Nichu's class, so it has to be good.
Well, you're a good writer, Mandy. You'll think of something before the due date.
Don't be so sure.
Why? When's the assignment due?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow? So you waited until the last minute?
Maybe.
That is not like you.
I've got a lot on my mind.
Well, I know you do, but you can't use that as an excuse.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. So, can you help me come up with ideas for a story?
Sure. Let's see. Why don't we start with topics close to you? That'll make it easier, like...
Oh, Dimitri!
Dimitri?
He's calling me Russian names. Don't ask. Would you please stop that?
Hey, until you tell me about your secret project, I have to assume the worst.
Secret project?
Oops. Ugh. Shouldn't have said that, should I? Anyway, could you show me how to open Witt's door? He has some new fangled lock on it. I can't.
Yes, I'll go right up. I'll be right back, Mandy.
Okay.
You know, if I were a secret agent, I could have you rubbed out for making fun of me.
Topic's close to me. Napkin dispensers, spoons, rocky road.
Oh, Connie, you dropped a
paper. The secret Valentine. What? It all began with a papier-mâché heart. What is this? Trent!
Mandy! Fancy meeting you here.
Yeah, fancy that.
Yeah, I need to tell you something.
I need to tell you something, too. I know you didn't send that heart on Valentine's Day.
What? How did you find out?
Never mind that.
Mandy, that's what I was going to tell you today. I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it. I'm not mad. All I want to know is who really sent it.
Well, that I can't tell you.
Why not?
Because I was sworn to secrecy.
Oh, come on, Trent. The secret's safe with me. I'll keep it on the QT.
Well, I don't know what the QT is.
Neither do I. But the secret about the Valentine will be between you and me. And Mrs. Nichu.
What? Mrs. Nichu?
I used the story for an English paper I turned in this morning.
Oh, no. I better start practicing my Spanish now.
Calm down. The names were changed.
Well, why would you write it down in the first place?
It was just an assignment. No one else will read it.
Hey, Mandy. Nice story about the Valentine.
Ah!
Wait a minute. How did you read it, Liz?
Yeah, how'd you read it?
Mrs. Nichu showed me a pre-release copy of tomorrow's newspaper.
The newspaper?
Yeah, well, what's the matter?
That story is going to be in the Odyssey Owl?
Yes.
I never submitted it to the paper.
Mrs. Nichu told us when she gave the assignment that she'd use the best stories in the Owl. Why? What's the big deal?
That story was about me and Trent. Sorta.
Mandy?
Oh, you just changed the names. I get it.
I wonder if I'll need vaccinations.
Liz, the point is that I don't want that story published.
It's too late.
Oh, no.
Eso es horrible.
I still don't understand what your problem is, guys. The names are changed.
That's not the point.
Everyone will just think it's a fun, silly story. No one knows who it's about or even if it's true.
Well, no one aside from me.
And me.
And you, Liz.
And Connie.
Connie?
Never mind.
And all of those people are trustworthy. They'll keep the cat in the bag. The point is that no one else, aside from the four of us, knows that the story is about you.
Actually, there might be one other person.
Aw, man, that double-crossing little sneak.
Max, what's the problem? Aside from your abnormal shade of red.
He promised he wouldn't.
Who
and
told?
Now the whole school knows about it.
About what?
A while ago, I made this Valentine for Mandy, but I wanted to give it to her as a secret admirer thing.
A regular Cyrano de Bergerac Jr., huh?
But Trent gave her the Valentine and told her it was from him. Now she wrote a story in the paper.
Mandy did that?
That's her name in the byline.
Oh.
How could she write a story to make fun of me?
Well, she didn't use your real name.
That's not the point.
Well, what is the point? Not that I have my hopes high or anything.
The point is that I look like a bonehead in the story.
But no one will know it's you, so they won't think you're a bonehead. Well, no one other than me.
You think I'm a bonehead?
No, I meant that I know it's you in the story.
Stop confusing me.
Confusing you? Right now, I'd say that you're the pot calling me black.
Guys, can you help me out?
With what?
Candid Conversations is on in 20 minutes, and Wooten can't make it. Something about getting stuck in a dryer.
So you need a new guest, Ethel.
Ethel? That's not Russian.
Yeah, I know. I ran out of Russian names.
Oh. Anyway, do either of you have anything interesting we could talk about?
Hey, how about Maud's sport collection? She's got one from every state, you know.
What about you, Max? Is there anything you want to tell the world?
Not really. Wait a minute. Yes, there is.
Great. What are you going to talk about?
Don't worry. It'll be a scoop.
All right.
Okay, so I checked, and flights south of the border would cost roughly 2 years of allowance.
I don't see why you're so worried. No one at school said anything.
Well, not yet. But somebody will. Why can't you tell me where you found out, Mandy?
Why can't you tell me who sent the Valentine in the first place?
Nah, don't mind me. I'll just pretend I'm wallpaper.
Oh, sorry. Hello, Mr. Walton.
What are you doing behind the counter?
I know. Everybody else is busy. Connie had to go to do her radio show with Max, and Nick was...
Wait, Max is going to be on the radio?
Yeah.
Do you know what he's going to talk about?
No, not exactly, but he did seem very excited to get on the air.
Oh, no. He read the story. Now he's going to tell all my secrets.
Max, what does he have to do with anything?
Nothing. I've got to go. Bye.
What's he talking about?
I don't know, but we'd better go after him. Come on.
Maybe I shouldn't have said anything.
Okay, Max, move a little closer to the mic.
Like this?
Yeah. Now, when the on-air light comes on in a few minutes, we'll...
Stop right there.
Trent, Mandy.
Me too.
Liz. You have to leave. We're on the air in 5 minutes.
That's why we have to talk now. Max, you can't do this.
Do what?
You started it, Trent. You're getting what you deserve.
No, you don't understand. I didn't tell anyone.
About what?
About the Valentine.
That again? Why are we making such a big deal about it?
Because I'm tired of lying to someone I like so much.
Who? Mandy?
Yes. I like Mandy.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, kinda. You're a nice friend, Mandy.
Well, thank you.
Oh, boy.
Smooth move there, Trent. I was gonna tell everyone you liked her. Now you messed it up.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Man, I should have never made that heart.
Max!
What? You made that Valentine?
Don't play dumb. You know I did. Trent told you, and that's why you wrote that story in the Owl.
I didn't tell.
And I didn't know, really.
It's all Mandy's fault.
What?
How is it her fault?
Guys, can we talk about this later?
You made this mess, Mandy.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You wrote that story in the newspaper.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
You didn't?
What story?
This story. It's in today's Odyssey Owl. Look.
The Secret Valentine. Wait a minute. Oh, it wasn't my story.
Then whose was it?
Connie's. You took my story and put your name on it? Mandy!
Sorry, I didn't know it would get published.
Well, that's not the point.
Connie wrote the story?
Oh, yes, but no big deal. All's forgiven. Okay, Mandy, thanks a lot. Let's move on.
Hang on a second. Connie, you wrote this? The Secret Valentine?
I might have.
You wrote this after I specifically asked you not to.
Well, yeah.
But I told you that was private. You promised not to tell anyone.
But I changed the names.
That's not the point.
Look, I am sorry, guys.
So all this is Connie's fault? She's the one who spilled the beans?
Not on purpose.
Well, I know a secret about Connie, too.
I don't have any secrets. Just ask Bernard.
Oh, really? So you wouldn't mind if I told everyone that you're writing a book about Odyssey?
What?
Huh? Really?
Okay, maybe I did have a secret. How'd you find out?
You're so sophomoric, Max.
Oh, I am I?
Yes.
I'm a sophomoric who just happens to know a secret about you too, Liz.
You... Oh, don't you dare.
Oh, yes I will, you...
I still have a crush on Alex Jefferson. There, I said it.
Oh.
What?
Well, I was gonna say that you failed a math test last week.
Oops.
Sorry to interrupt. Connie,
yeah?
How long has that on-air light been lit?
What? That's strange. We still have 5 minutes left.
You said that 3 minutes ago.
I did.
Oh! My watch stopped!
You mean all this went out over the radio?
Yes, it did.
Don't worry, I'm sure nobody heard anything. Candid conversations with Connie. My guest today...
Anyway, sorry for that. This has been Candid Conversations with Connie, and we'll see you tomorrow. And we're off.
I gotta go.
Where are you running off to?
I just gotta go. Bye.
What's his problem?
Oh, he's probably embarrassed. Did all of what we said go out over the air?
Oh, no, not all of it. Just the parts after you came into the studio.
Ugh. I can't believe everybody in Odyssey thinks I have a crush on Mandy.
And that I cheat on homework assignments.
And that I have a crush on Alex Jefferson.
All of which are true.
That's not the point.
You're right. This is all my fault. I wrote that story even after you asked me not to, Trent. And I'm sorry. Will you forgive me?
Yes.
And I shouldn't have turned in your story as mine, Connie. I'm sorry. Will you forgive me?
Of course. But you still need to...
I've already told Mrs. Nichu. I'm rewriting the paper.
Good.
And what should I be sorry for again?
That you didn't tell me the Valentine wasn't from you?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry for letting you believe something that wasn't true, Mandy.
That's okay.
Do you still like me?
Sure, of course. As friends.
And that's what you were going to tell me in the cafeteria, right?
No. I was going to tell you something about my parents.
Oh, I'm sorry. Boy, this sure did get confusing, didn't it?
It sure did.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry that the secret about your book got out, Connie.
That's okay. It all could have been worse, you know. I could have confessed that I have a deep fear of staplers.
Yeah, or that I eat oranges without peeling them.
Oh,
or that I can't go swimming because of a peeling skin condition.
Ooh, yeah.
Or that I hide under my bed during thunderstorms.
Connie?
Yeah, Trent?
Why is that on-air light on?
What? It is?
No!
Not again! Oh. Max, push the button!
No!
Max?
Oh, Mr. Walton.
Yeah, is that true? You pushed the button?
Well, yeah.
Now, see, I can't let you get away with that. I mean, we will have to tell your parents.
What?
Sorry.
Oh, man, I'm out of here.
It was pretty funny, though. One thing for certain. This place never gets boring.
Well, frankly, you know I was kidding, right? And my skin condition is almost totally cleared up. I don't peel, she peels.
It feels good to be completely honest with people, doesn't it? Ephesians 4:25 says, "Each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully." Honesty isn't always easy. It's not always popular, and sometimes, like in today's episode, it's even embarrassing. But telling the truth makes you feel good. It's what God commands us to do, no matter what situation we're in. Honesty is the key to long-lasting friendships. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Mum's the Word was written and directed by Nathan Hubler. Our sound designer was Nathan Jones, with music by John Campbell. Our vocal talent included Dave Madden, Axel Alba, Aria Curzon, Corey Padnos, and Lauren Schaffel, with Katie Lee as Connie. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.